We end up Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Toni Rab Shmuel Bar Yehuda Kamei Derove. Rab Shmuel Bar Yehuda Selova Baraisa for Rove. Shisha Shaorim Pturim in a Mezuzah. There are six Shaorim which are potter from a Mezuzah. Beis HaTeven, Ubeis HaBokor, Ubeis HaEitzim, Ubeis HaOitzres. That we had ready before Machlokes, Vishar Hamodai. Vishar Hamodai, Sarashi says, Sha'oisin Bekipo, Shekain Oisin Bemodai. That these Sha'orim are made like a round archway. And as we'll see later in the Sugya, in order for it to have a Torah Shar, a Torah Pesach, it has to have a Goiva of Yud Tvachim, and with a Reichiv of Dalet Tvachim. These round archways, so they're mismayet milamayla of the reichiv dalet. You don't have a reichiv dalet begoyva yud. So that's why it's potter mimezuzah. Vishar she'enoi mekure. Vishar she'enoi mekure. So Rashi says, shehu porutz milamayla legamri me'ein kisui. Now, what does Rashi mean? So the Ritva brings down that Pshat and Rashi is as follows. Shehu porutz milamailo legamri, ve'ein boi tikro, ve'ein boi mashkoif. Dachsach mir, that the Ritva means to say as follows. That in order for a shar to be chayav mezuzah, you have to have one of two things. That means if you'll have mezuzahs without anything over the mezuzahs, you have just two doorposts without anything, that's potter. Sheine mekure shu poretz legamri, ein boi tikra v'ein boi mashkef la'afuki. If you'll have a tikra, even though you don't have a mashke, which is a big machlokes harishayim, and we don't paskel like this, that means if the mezuzahs will reach the tikra, even though you don't have a mezundere mashke, according to Rashi, it would be chayev b'mezuzah. That's Rashi says, shu porutz milamailo legamri. There's no tikra there, and there's no mashke. Then this shar is potter. Then the shar is pata. So Rashi seems to learn pshat that it's speaking about that the shar is, that the shar does not have any kirui whatsoever. The Shulchan Aruch is brought down, and from the Meiri it would seem that the Rambam learned like this. She'enei mekure, the Rambam says, Bayis she'ein loy tikra potter min ha-mezuzah. So it is a shar, and the Sfasemis also is mitzadid to say pshat like this in our Gemara. She'ein mekure is lav davke going on the shar, it is going on the cheder. The cheder doesn't have a tikra. And by Emerson, there's a Rashi in, that's a Rama Paskins La Loche, that Abaye She'ein Loi Tikre Potom Min HaMezuzah. Rambam says further, I am Mekzosei Mekure, Mekzosei Eini Mekure, Yireli Yishim Ho Yakiru Yikenegeda Pesach Shulchayit. You have to have Dalet Al Dalet. Rashi in Menoches, Daf Lamed Gimel Omed Beis, says pshat like this in a Gemara Menoches, that if the cheder does not have a tikre, so you put it from a mezuzah. And Taisvis in Menoches, Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, asks Akashe, Migore Misharei Chatzeirois, Dechayovim B'mezuzah, since when do you need that there has to be a tikre on the area that the shar is leading into? We have Sharei Chatzeirois are chayev b'mezuzah, even though there's no tikra. So l'choy Rabbi Abayis should also be the same thing. This is Taisvis Kasha on Rashi. So it seems Taisvis is choylik. Now on Taisvis Kasha, there are two terutzim from the G'dayli HaRishayim. The Rosh in Hilchis Mezuzah Simen Yud Aleph says as follows. The Ein Raya Michotzer Lebayis, the Chotzer Dalkoi Liyoiskach. The Shimush of a Chotzer, whatever one does in a Chotzer, so it is the Shimush is Niskayim without a Kirui, without a Tikre. Umishamish Ledira Sabatim. It is Mishamish Ledira Sabatim. So you don't need a Tikre. Avol bayis einoi roi lebeis dire kshe einoi mikure. It means there are different tashmishe dire what a chotzer has. There's different tashmishe dire what a bayis has. So a bayis without a tikre is not roi le dire. Dire sa bayis. The dire that was niskayim in a chotzer, that dire was Niskayim Efele without a Tikre. That's the Teretz of the Rosh in Hilchis Mezuzah. The Rambam, Perik Vav Haloche Zayin Haloche Ches, seems to say another Teretz. The Rambam says as follows, Beish Shar Poter Mipnei She'enoi Osui Lidire. A Beishar is Potter, we learned this yesterday, because it's not Osi Ledire. I mean, Hoyu, Batim, Hachayovim, Bimezuze, Psuchim, Limkoimai Seilu. But if the Beishar was a Knise to Batim, who are Chayiv Bimezuze, is Chayovim Bimezuze. So then a Beishar is Chayiv Bimezuze. Not Mitzad Atzmoi, no Mitzad, it's a Knise to the Batim. Lefichach. So now the Rambam says, therefore, echot shari chatzeirois, etc. Chayovim b'mezuze, sherei habatim hachayovim b'mezuze psuchin l'soichon. Because the shari chatzeiros are a knise to the batim who are chayovim b'mezuze. So the Rambam seems to say a different teretz. He also, it seems he had this kasha, Shari Chatzeres don't have a tikre, and you need a tikre in order to be chayv mezuzah, but the chiyuv of Shari Chatzeres is not al tetash mishe hachotza, al te knise lebayis. Now this is moiridik negeya halocha lemaisim. The Chazanish speaks about this, and Bemison, there's a Beis Meir in Yeredeya that speaks about it. The porches, if a person has a deck outside of his house, And there's a knise from the deck to his house. And let us say it is a chotzer sosum. That means that you can't get from outside to the deck. There's a deck that's on the second floor, and you go out to it, and you go in from it. Where do you put the mezuzah? So there is a maril. The maril says if you have a chotzer sosum, so you make the mezuzah from the bayis to the chotzer. If there would be a pesach from the rishus harabim, so then you'll say everything is a knise to the bayis. But if it's a chotzer sosum, so then you make from the bayis to the chotzer. So the chazanish and the Beis Meir taine, according to these rishonim, according to the Rambam, the Rambam says the chotzer mitzad atzma is not chayiv b'mezuzah. The whole chiyiv of the mezuzah is out the bayis. So you can't make from the bayis to the deck to the porch. You have to make from the knise from the porch to the bayis. And the filu, according to the svaras harosh, that the rosh says that the tashmishei chotzer a mechuyev b'mezuzah, even though there's no kirui. So the Chazanish says in Simen Kuf Samaches in Yeredeye, the ze einoi ela b'chotzer shelohem, shahoyu mishtamshim boi b'tchine uba'afiye v'shar tzrochim. Rashi, in the beginning of Baba Basra, says, roi tashmisham b'chotzer. Avol etzleinu eina chatzeres rak la'avir. That means we sicher don't have a tashmish of dire in our porches, in our chatzeres. He speaks about a ma'apeses. So memele, the Chazanish paskens la'aloche, that you make the mezuzah from the porch into the bayis. Zalkaponim lechayre dachsim medad is pshat. That's how the Rambam learned pshat. That she'ene mekura means that the bayis is ene mekura. And Rashi seems to say pshat that there's no mashkeif or a tikre over the shal. Vishar she'enoi gavoya yud. And if it's not gavoya yud, it also doesn't have a din shar, and this is potami mezuzah. Omar loy, so Rove est, Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, posachto b'shisha. He started off by saying there are shisha she'orim which are potami na mezuzah. And v'salakta b'shiva, and you reckon those seven shorim. Amalei shar hamodai tanoihi. That what I said, that a shar hamodai, a knisa, an opening that has a round archway, so he says there are six which are vadai potter. Shar hamodai is debatable. Zamachleikas tanoim. The sanya. We learned in the Baraisa, Kipo Rab Meir Mechaye v'mezuze v'chachomim poitre. V'shovin, they both agree, Shim yesh beraglo asoro. If we have in this round archway, we have a goiva yud b'roichev dalet, and later the shar starts turning, becomes ma'ugul. Later, the shah gets less than a reichiv dalet. Shechayev is b'mezuzah. So not shechayev is b'mezuzah because you have a shir pesach. A goyve yud with a reichiv dalet. So the gateman is shown that later the shah becomes less than dalet. Let us see what Rashi says. V'chachomim poitrim she'ein shar b'loy reichiv dalet. It doesn't have a shame shar, a shame entrance. If it doesn't have a reichiv dalet, v'chol kipo miskatzeres b'roisha l'poches midalet. And if it is a round entrance, a round archway, so you lose the reichiv dalet by the top. That is dafke if the whole goiva of the shar is yutvachim, and towards the top it gets round, the archway becomes round, so you lost your reichiv dalid by the top of the shar. But v'shovin shim yesh beragleha yud koidim sheyaschel ha'igul. But if you have a goiva of 10 tfochim before it starts turning, v'tismayit rechova, and then later it becomes the smaller reichiv, and everyone is meidah shechayeves. Then everyone is meidah is a chiyev mezuzah. Shahafilu, shahakel sosam, afilu, you wouldn't have anything there. So you have a shir pesach with the chol olamate. So that what it becomes smaller lamaylo is lemaylo b'lemayrit. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbi, the kula alma, according to everyone, givoya yut ve'ein beraglo gimul. If the shar is gavoya yud. We're speaking about a kippah that it does not have a reichiv dalid in the whole goiva yud because it becomes circular. Ve'ein beraglo gimel, and the raglo means the bottom of the mezuzahs do not have a goiva gimel before they start turning. That means you have, let's say, the two mezuzahs are, let's say, 2.5 tvachim tall, with a reichiv dalet, and then they start turning. So then, according to everyone, I feel according to Rameya, it is potter. V'lav klumu. We'll see why in Rashi. But let's go a little further. Inami. Another case where there's no machloikis. Yesh berag lo gimel. If the two mezuzahs have a goiva gimel with a roichev dalet, ve'eino gevoya yud, but the goiva of the whole entrance is less than yud tvochim. The goiva of the entrance is, let's say, 9 tvochim. Is also v'lav klumi. Then also there's no machloikis. Leinechleku, the whole machloikis between Rav Meir and the Chachomim is, Elo begivoya yud, the keeper is as a goiva of yud tvochim, v'yesh beraglo gimu, and the bottom three tvochim, the bottom three tvochim are, have a goiva of gimu, the bottom three tvochim have a roichiv dalit, and then after these gimel tvachim ve'ein berach badalet, after these gimel tvachim, the reichev becomes nesmayit. The yesh ba lochoik lahashlima labo, but there is enough place in the chayma to be mashlim the reichev of the knise to make the whole goiva yud albo. In the, what we're speaking about, let us see the second picture on the left side of the Gemara. That's what we're speaking about. We're speaking about that the bottom three tvachim, there's a reichev dalet. Then later, we lose the reichev dalet. But in the chayma, we would be able to chisel out, to be chaykik in the chayma, to make the top seven tvachim, they should have the same reichev as the bottom three tvachim, and there should be a reichev dalet in the whole shah. Is Rav Meir sovar chaykikin lahashlim? So Rav Meir says that we rechen keilu, they were chaykik in the chaymeh, and they were mashlim the shir shah. So therefore it is chayib mezuzim. Rabbonon Sovri ain chaykikim lahashlim. We don't reckon that keilu we were chaykik. So lemaise ba'asher hu sham, we do not have a shah that is gavoya yud verochev dalet. So therefore it is potter mi mezuzah. Let us see what Rashi says. Gevoya yud beina keil. There has to be gevoya v'shashene gevoya yud beina keil. So that's zicher not. It's no good. Bein beraglo gimu goiva shenismato roichbo koidem sheyagbia gavo gimu. So this is what Abaye said. If the raglayim, the bottom chelik of the mezuzah, does not have a goiva gimel with a reichev dalet, for lav klumi, so that's nothing. The chol poches mi gimel goiva, if you have less than gimel tvachim goiva, ara smichtahi, so it has a haloche of thick karke, that means as follows. The mezuzahs of the cholol are, that means a shar. A Pesach is called that you have an area of dalet tvachim that is mukif, that is surrounded with two mechitzas. That is the taich of a mezuzah. You have an area of dalet tvachim that's mukif by two mezuzahs. If you have the area of dalet tvachim is mukif by a mezuzah that is less than gimel tvachim. So kol poches mi gimel is kelavu domi, and we becomes bottle to the rishusha tachtov. That means it's considered like the earth became thicker over here, but it's not considered a davar nifrad bifnei atzmoi. If it has three tvachim, so it's nifrad from the kalki. This is a different entity. This is a mezuzah. Now needs a goiva, but this is a mezuzah already. If it's Pachas Migimel, so it doesn't have a Chshivas of a Mezuzah, Aras Michti. We consider like the Kalka is a little bumpy, and this is the Kalka got a little thicker over here. Ve'ein kan tzad shem Pesach shel dalad. We don't even have a something that has a shem Pesach. There's no Pesach whatsoever. There's no mezuzah whatsoever. Vafilu rameya moide she'ein kan haschola. There's not even a beginning. Loima chakoyt vahashlem. Let's be mashlem. Inami yesh beraglo gimel. Afilu the mezuzahs have a goyva of gimel tvachem bereichem dalet. Koydim shenis mayit roch bami dalet. Ve'ein gavoya yud beina koil, but there's no goyva yud. Ve'lav klumuk, it's weiter gonish mit gonish. But when is the machloikis? Ve'yesh beraglo gimel bereichem dalet. It has the first three tvachem. I have a reichiv dalit. But ve'ein a reichiv dalit b'goyva yud. But it does not have a reichiv dalit in the whole goyva. She'koydim she'gviya yud, before it reached the height of ten tvachim, nismayit roch b'midalit. So then it lost the reichiv dalit. Abo v'yesh b'lochoik, but in the chayma there is place, lochoik, tahakarois, ulaharchiv acholo, lemailo, kemido shel mato. That means we have in the chayma place to be choikik. She'ein hachayma oileches v'kolo mibachutz lefi hachlal hapnimi kozeh. The chayma does not go in the same direction that the chlal apnimi goes, and that is the top picture, the two upside down V's. The bottom V is the cholol, and the top V is the reichev achayma. If the reichev achayma is like that, so memele, there's no place to be chaykik a reichev dalet. You have a long chayma lemaylo. Mi bachutz lecholo. Kimishpot kazeh. Like the second picture that Rashi has. The bemis and dachsmir, maimin beetsim luchay Rashi should have said alachayma rechovo lemaylo. But the emisin, Rashi taka means arucha. I think the picture is not as accurate where Rashi is saying, because when you make a shar in a chayma, you have a long wall, and a shar is an opening in the wall. So Rashi is talking about the length of the whole wall. The length of the whole wall is, you have a chayma arucha, you have a long wall, and there's a psiche in the wall. So you could make in this long wall, you could be marchiv, the reichiv ha-shar. Is Rameyer Sovar Hoyel, now here Rashi says Lomdis. Rameyer Sovar Hoyel Vehischel Bo Gimel. You started off, you have mezuzahs, you don't have Ares Michte. You have a Goyva Gimel Boroichim Dalit. Is Shem Pesach Olof. And you have a Goyva Yud also. Shem Pesach Olof. So you have a Shem Pesach, but it doesn't have a Shir Pesach. That means it's a Shem Pesach without a Shir. You have to be mashlim the Shir of the Pesach. You have a Pesach that is chosel the Shir. So you only have to be mashlim the Shir, and it's right to be mashlim the Shir. So Rameyah says, Hoyom Yisrael bo gimu b'reichem dalet Shem Pesach olam. V'royin kilu hu chokik lemaylo. So we reckon kilu hu chokik, since the lemayseh, it is roi to be choikik lemaila, lahachiv kemidosi shalamato. That is pshat choikikim lahashlim. If we only need a hashlame, hashlame sashir, so then we say choikikim. So that we're not making a Pesach, we are mashlim the shir Pesach. And the chachamim hold nitazoi. You will not make a Pesach if the poyo doesn't have shiurei Pesach, so it doesn't have a din Pesach. Let us see Taisvis. Hakel Moidim Begevoya. So the Gemara says over here, that means, so we understand that the whole Chiddush of Rameyer is that if you have, where Rashi explained it beautifully, you have a Shem Pesach, and you only need a Hashlomet to the Shir Pesach, then there's a Din Chaykikim. But if you don't have a Shem Pesach, you have less than that, so then Lemaisa, there's no Din Chaykikim whatsoever. You don't make Yesh Me'ayin. You only make Yesh Me'yesh. If I have a Shir Pesach, I have a Shem Pesach, without a Shir Pesach, so al Taloch of Chaykikim Lahashlim, I reckon Ke'ilu, I have a Shir Pesach. Taima, the Omar Bepeiri Kamed de Shabbos, Zorak Lemailo Me'asoro, V'Nocho Bechul Kolshu. Now let us explain what we're speaking about over there. We're speaking about that a person had a, there was a chayfetz in the Rishus Harabim. There was a wall, and he threw the chayfetz that was in the Rishus Harabim into a chul, into a hole which was in the wall, and the chul was lemaila me'asor. It was lemaila me'asor. There was a hole in the wall, lemaila me'asor. V'nocha bechul kolshu, bonu lemachloikis rameya verabona. Now, in order for this chul, which is lemaila me'asor, to have a shame rishus hayochid, that's what the Gemara means to say. According to rameya, you'll say choikikim. So the mele, so you'll be chayef, so I'll be chayef, I'm a zeirik, meshus harabim, meshus hayochid. I'll be chaykik dalet al dalet. One of the tnoyim of a reshus hayochid is has to have dalet al dalet, in order to have a shame reshus hayochid. Need a goy vayud, and a reichiv dalet al dalet. Here you have a minut hole, a chur kolshu. So the Gemara says, according to Rab Meir, you'll be chayef, you'll say chaykikim. According to the Rabbanon, you'll be potter. So Maila Meyut just went into a small hole. Frektach Teisves. Our Gemara says Rameya did not make Yesh Me'ayin. If you have a Psahaschola, you have a Shem Pesach. So you're Mashlum Dishe. But you have to have something to make something out of nothing. I don't have anything over here. So how can I make it a Rishus Hayoch? That is Teisves Kash. Oymeri. So the Ri says, and Akimte, the awesome Mairi, that Gemara is speaking about as follows. Bechul, we have a hole, shohu dalid al dalid mibifnim. We have a hole in a wall, that is a mefulishtika hole, that means the hole goes through from inside out. Now, on the inside, there's a dalid al dalid, and the inside it has a shir rishus hayochid. Litzad rishus hayochid, it's dalid al dalid mibifnim. Ulitzad rishus harabim, kolo ad kolshu. But towards the tzad rishus harabim, it's kolo, it gets thinner from the outside. That means that we can picture it, if you'll have an envelope, a square envelope, which is dalid al dalid, and you'll open up the flap of the envelope, so that's how it looks. That means mitzad the inside, you have dalad al dalad. That's in the, towards the Rishus Hayochid. But later, it gets thinner and it becomes, that means you have a triangle over a square. So memele, so on the outside, you don't have dalad al dalad. On the outside, you don't have dalad al dalad. The reason why this hole was made like this was for a very good reason, that they didn't want the people on the outside to make themselves Hamish. They'll also put Atanais in Yad. They'll go and they put in their hands and take out whatever's inside. So Memela, they made sure that the hole outside was Kola at Kolshu. These were Silat and Taisis. That was the normal Steger. They used to have this like this. Perhaps it was very good if there was no refrigeration, so you needed the paket. They wanted it should be open towards the outside, that the fresh air should come in, but it should not be accessible for the Bnei Rishus Harabim. You're right. If you would have a small hole, that in no chalik of the choymer has dalet, 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 behol, I have omar ameya choykikim lahashlim. Kidom ahoch, hakol moidim bain veragle gimol, oyeinoi gavoye yud, voloi klub. So it is speaking about faker, that you have already a shir dalet, dalet, dalet. So it has a shir ishus ayochid from the inside. But on the outside, but since it gets smaller on the outside, so it loses the shir of Rishus Hayochid. So that we're saying, that's also considered a hashlame, that the mashlim, that this mokim also has a shir, is a shir dalad dal dal. So this is similar to Rav Meir and Ar Gemara, you're just being mashlim the shir. Period. The Iksha Rabbeinu Shimshin. So, Bemison, the restarted in the middle of a sugya. Now the Rabbeinu Shimshin is going to start from the beginning of the sugya over there. Aha de koma hosom. The Gemara says there as follows. Hazoyrek dalid ames bekoisel. If a person picked up something in the Rishus Arabin, he threw dal, it was a koisel dalid ames away. Hazoyrek dalet ames bekoisel lemato miyut. He threw onto the koisel, and he threw lemato miyut for him. Kezoyrek ba'oretz. So it's like he was zoyrek dalet ames ba'oretz. In other words, is chayev al zoyrek dalet ames b'shusarab. This is a Mishnah. What if he's throwing something, he picked it up from the Rishus HaRabim, he threw it lemaila miyud, kizayrek ba'avel. That means, that so he's not chayiv alts mavir, alts zayrek daldamas b'shus HaRabim, because it ended up lemaila miyud is a mokim p'tu. Uporich. So the Gemara asks over there as follows. Lemata miyut, if he was zayrek lemata miyut, ki zayrek ba'oretz, he's chayiv. V'holoi noch, there was no hanoche dalet ames away. So Rashi explains, the Gemara's kash is as follows. If you have a wall, and I pick up something dalet ames away, and I throw it on the wall, so it won't get stuck, it won't remain on the wall, there's going to be a rebound. It's going to jump back, so it's going to fall, so that means even though I threw it dalet ames, but it did not remain on the wall, it jumped back. So if it jumped back, so lemai said is noch poches mi dalet ames. If it's noch poches mi dalet ames, so lemai says, so there was no zrik of dalet ames b'shus haram. That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara asks a kasha, holay noch. It wasn't noch dalet ames away. V'omar Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan said, b'dvei lo shmeina. It is speaking about a dvei lo shmeina, that it is noch. It got stuck there. Faker, so it is noch on the koisel, it's stuck to the koisel at Velashmeina, which is Dalet Damas away, so he made a noche. That means, so the Gemara is saying as follows, that this koisel, which is this koisel, and it's toich yud tvachim from the Rishus HaRabim, has a din of Rishus HaRabim, and so it's called, I was zoyrik Dalet Damas b'Rishus HaRabim. By a Velashmeina. That was Rabbi Yochanan's akimta. Yeah. V'hoda porich, so then the Gemara asks as follows, v'yisalke daitach. Now, in that sugya, and avzainim at Bezen Shabbos, is a machloikis, abaye in rove, if churei rishus harabim have a halach of rishus harabim, or don't have a halach of rishus harabim. He says, the churim, that the Bnei Rishus HaRabim are mishtamish lahatzniach hafeitzom, does that have a din of Rishus HaRabim? Or doesn't have a din of Rishus HaRabim? Sabai says it does have a din of Rishus HaRabim, and Rabbi says it doesn't have a din of Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara asks Akasha Anabaya. The Gemara asks, Behada Porich, Beisal Kedaitach, if Abaye is right, that Churei Rishus Arabim Kirishus Arabim Domo, so why did Rabbi Yochanan have to say that it is speaking about that he threw a Dveila Shmeina? Look me bechul. Let's say there was a hole in the wall, and Abaye holds Churei Rishus Arabim Kirishus Arabim. So let Rabbi Yochanan explain the Beraisa as follows: that he was Dalad Amos away. So if he threw it Toich Yud Tvachim of the Rishus Arabim, as it didn't Churei Rishus Arabim Kirishus Arabim, it rested in the chul. So the Meili is Chayit. If he threw it Lamaila Meyut Tvachim, so it's Lamaila. Lamaila miyutvachim as a din of a mokim ptu, so mamela it's potter. Why did Rabbi Yochanan have to make an akimte of that speaking about bedveila shmeina? That's the Gemara's kasha. Kasha an Abaye, umeshani. So the Gemara answers, bekoisel de lespachu. It is speaking about a koisel. Rabbi Yochanan knew it is speaking about a koisel that doesn't have any holes. So since it doesn't have any holes, so yes, I say, how, why you chayiv lamata miyasor? Hakochach bedveilo shmeinu. Frek the gemore mimai. How do you know it's speaking about a koisel that doesn't have any holes? So Abaye said, midiktoni lamailo miyut, kizoyrik ba'aver. Because it says, lamailo miyut, is potter. V'chitema de isbeichu, if it has a hole, amai kizoyrek ba'aver, why is he potter? He should be chayiv al zoyrek melshus harabim leshus hayochid. V'chitema zuk de gemore vayte de isbeichu, amai kizoyrek ba'aver, v'chitema de les bei dalet al dalet, maybe you'll say the chul doesn't have dalet al dalet for him, so that way it doesn't have a din rishus ayochid. For Omar Rabbi Yehuda, bonu lemachloikis chameya verabon, and a chur that doesn't have dalet, is a machloikis chameya verabon, and rameya sova choikikim lahashlim. So bekitzer, the Gemara in Shabbos says that it can't be speaking about this achul, because if there would be achul, so lemaila meyasore would be chayiv al zoyrik meshus harabim leshus hayoch. Vahashte, so the Gemara it seems that if achul, according to Rameya, lemaila meyasore would be chayiv. Vahashte mai porich. Now we're bekiyim. Our Gemara says that Rameyer is not a generality. You always say choikikim lahashlim. You only say choikikim lahashlim if it has a shem pesach from before. If it doesn't have a shiurei pesach. Then you say choikikim lahashlim. Vahashta mai porich. Look me b'deis beichu. Let us say that it is speaking about that it has a chu. Uchigoin she'ein boi dalet al dalet afilum b'bifnim. And it doesn't have dalet al dalet afilu mibifnim. So memele, so lemaile miyud, you'll be potter kizayrik ba'aver, and lemata miyud, you'll be chay. Agav ulche, let us just see from Taisvis kashe, we'll see there's a machloikis in Taisvis, and this that Taisvis held as follows. That lemaila miyut have a shame rishus hayochid that has to have dalet al dalet fochim. So let it say, speaking about that it's not dalet al dalet, so memeila won't have a shame rishus hayochid. Lemata miyut, the same size hole we have, lemata miyut, there, since the churei rishus arabim kishus arabim, Tosfos held that doesn't have to have dalet al dalet fochim. This, that it is a tofel to the Hiloch HaRabim, that means that Rishus HaRabim is a mokim Hiloch HaRabim. And according to Abaye, a place where the Bnei Rishus HaRabim Mishtamish also is a din of Rishus HaRabim, so this won't need Dalet Dalet. So that was the Rav Shimshin's kasha. So Rabbeinu Shimshon asked the kasha, so let us say that it is the Zachur that doesn't have Dalit, and Lemata Miyud, you'll be Chayiv al Tzchurei Rishus Arabim, and Lemata Miyud, you'll be Potter, because it doesn't have a Shem Rishus Ayochit, since it's not Dalit. V'tiret, so the Rabbeinu Shimshon answered, he held his Amerdike Kasha, Stam Churim Shebik Solim Heim Rechovim Dalet Mebifnim Kedei Lishtamish Bem O Miskatzrim Letzad Rishus Arabim Kedei Shla Yikru Misham Chafetzim Shebisoich. So Meil the Rabbeinu Shimshon said, we're not speaking about Stam as a holes and walls, we're speaking about holes that were Lechadchila built. When that wall was built, they built Lechadchila these holes. So Meila, that's how the holes were. The holes were Dalet al Dalet Mebifnim and less than Dalet Mebachut. So therefore the Gemara says, so if there is a hole, so Lemaila Meyud should be Chayit. That was Rabbeinu Shimshon's teretz. The loyne hiroli, so now, we said already a few times, the Bali Toysvis, the Maram Rutenberg was the Mechaber of the Bali Toysvis in Yume, so the loyne hiroli haishinuya, he says, I don't like this teretz. The mi loy mashkachas lo tuve churim shetzorim mi bayis o mi chutz, there's no such hole like that. Look me be koisel daket. Let us zetz ein. It is speaking about a koisel that is not rochov. Shein rochov. Ve'ein bei lochik dalet dal dal. Let's speak about a thin koisel. I mean, dalet tvachim is a very thick koisel. Let's speak about a thin koisel. So we could have, and again, and we'll say that a thin koisel, so lemaila miyud does not have a shem rishus ayochid, because it is not dalet al dalet. Lemata miyud has a shem churei rishus arabim, even though it doesn't have dalet al dalet. Vaitik shesham rashi, my porich lukme, my porich, what's the old kasha? My porich lukme karabonon, the less lo choikekim la hashlem. Let us say it is going according to the rabbono, that don't hold bechlal the din choikekim. And memele, so why didn't Rabbi Yochanan set sign that the barais is going according to the rabbono? Lemaila miyud, you don't say choikekim, so memele does never shame reshus ayochid. Lemata miyud, you don't say choikekim, but here's the din of churei reshus arab. The tirit the stamas nisani bepekas a mishnah the stamas nisani bepekas zayrik the stamas nisani rameye the li nire letaretz kulu kashiyosa the shaper porich hashas dal kochocho I airi the noch bechul, if it is speaking about that it was noch bechul, airi bechul sheyesh boi dalet mebefnim. Given the less by albo ala bo, amai chayev oloi noch b'shus arabim elo b'mokim ptul. So the Maram Rutenberg said one yesod, but I wissen the oimik hamachloikis, but the Maram Rutenberg said, if you'll chayev, when did Abaye say that churei reshus arabim will have a din of Rishus Arabim, and if you were Zayik B'Soichim Chayiv, it has to have a Shir of Dalet al Dalet. If it doesn't have a Shir Dalet al Dalet, you wouldn't be Chayiv L'mata Miyud. So the Maram Rutenberg says, Al Kolchoch, you have to say that it has the Tznoyim of Dalet al Dalet in order to be Chayiv L'mata. So the Gemara said, very good. If it has to have Dalet al Dalet, so then Lamaila Miyud, he should be Chayiv. Now, Kochach, if you're not Chayiv Lamaila Miyud, Al Kochach, there's no hole whatsoever. So, Bekitzer, we're going away from this Taisvis. We have here Amachloikis HaRishonim, that the Halachim, the halacha of churei rishus harabim, ki rishus harabim domi, and the halacha of churei rishus harabim ki rishus harabim domi. Do you need dalid al dalid? Is a machloikis the Rin der Rabbeinu Shimshin and the Merami Rutenberg. The Rin der Rabbeinu Shimshin held that you don't need dalid al dalid. Because the Emerson, that what it gets a shame reshus harabim, baldal make it a reshus harabim, it's not a mokim hiluch harabim. A reshus harabim is totally in a mokim hiluch harabim. The hiluch harabim is in the reshus harabim. This is a new din. That since this mokim is miyuchid litashmishay harabim, so it's nitpal to the reshus harabim, there's a din reshus harabim. That was the svar of Abaye that held churei reshus harabim ki reshus harabim domi. Even though the it's nitpal, it's a different shimush, it's not a nitpal of hiluch. Reshus harabim is a mokim hiluch harabim. This is a mokim of shimush, the rabim, or a mahalchim, a matzni, that the Bnei Rishus HaRabim HaMatzniyeh VeChafeitzim gets a Din Rishus HaRabim half alpi that it doesn't have Dalad al Dalad, number one. And number two, we see from the Ri and the Rabbeinu Shimshin that even though we know there's a Klal Ein Hanoche El Almokim Dalad al Dalad half alpi came, there's the Rosh Yosef and Shabbos speaks about it, there's a Rashba that speaks about it. Here there's a psadin achshevei that since the Bnei Rishus HaRabim use this mokim for the hanoch of their chafetzim, so it's choshev kilu yeshboi dalad al dalad. This is all what the Ri and the Rabbeinu Shimshin held. So therefore they have problems. So let us say they're speaking about that lamata there's no dalad al dalad. Let's see, lamailas is also no dalad al dalad. But lamaila, in order for it to have a shem rishus hayochid, that they held claw that it has to have a shir dalad al dalad. And the Rami Rutenberg came to say that no, that if it won't have dalad al dalad lamata, you won't be chayiv for, if it won't have dalad al dalad lamata, you won't be chayiv, it was noch on that chur. So Kol Choch is speaking about that the chur has dalad al dalad. Also din chaykikim, some of mail and the Gemara Sakasha, so the Maili should be chayim. So why is it called Zayrik Bahava? She can consider it, should be chayim altsmada. Rabbi Meir Sovar chaykikim lahashlin. Hoda Omar beperikame de Shabbos. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Baye she'ein toicha yud. You have a Baye she'ein toicha yud. That means the goiva of the bayis is let's say 9 tvachim. Ein metaltalin besoicha, you're not permitted to be metaltalin this bayis because it does not have a shame reshus ayochid, there's a shame kalbalis. Osi kikul malme, vikiven the ein gavoya yud bishum duchte leimrinin chaykikim lahashlim. Again, the halacha of Rav Meir is that means if more or less it has the correct dimensions, there's a goyva yud some places, a reichiv dalit some place, but it doesn't have the ashlama sashir, then there's the nchoykikim lahashlim. But if the whole bias doesn't have in any area of this bias a goyva yud, then there's no din of choykikim lahashlim. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tanu rabbonon. Beis ha-kneses, ubeis ha-isha, ubeis ha-shutfis, chayovim b'mezuzah. All these three cases are chayiv b'mezuzah. Fraktiv gemore pshita, what's the chiddush? Ma'u detaymo? It says, achsavtom al-mezuzah is beisecho. Beisecho v'loi beiso. Beisecha veloi botayim. Beisecha is a miyut on a beis or isha, and beisecha is a miyut on a beis shutfim, or beis akneses. Kamash melon, we don't darshan this beisecha. Now there's a tremendous problem over here. Beisecha is a miyut on a beis shutfim. That's very good. das Beisecho ist Aloshin Yochid, und das weiß ich, darf das Achiv Mezuse, Beisecho, not Botechem. So that's good. But why is Beisecho a miut an Beiso? So the Taisvus Yishonim says here, V'loi Beiso, the Loshin Zocho Ksiv. Now this is a very problematic Taisvus Yishonim, because the whole Taisvus is written B'loshin Zocho. I mean, so that means it's a miut on the Beiso Isha. The Baray Meisada wants to say that something wants to say it says Uchsavtom al mezuzeis beisecho. So it says it is a bias of a bar ksive. An isha is a lav bar ksivis mezuzah. The reason is Achsamir, what I could find out that the Pischei Tshuva brings, it says like that an isha is possible to write a sefer Torah. Because we darshin uksharten uksavtem kol sheyeshne bekshire yeshne beksive, but seems this is not only a psul and ksivas parshiyeh shel tefillin; it's a psul for sifrei Torah and for mezuzah also. The Pischei Tshuva brings this down in Hilchos Sefer Torah. So memeila, so then we understand. So it's a beisecha of a ksavtem. Whoever is roi liksivas mezuzah. So a bar ksive is mechayev to put it on their bias. A nisha that's not a bar ksive is potter to put on their bias. So memeila, so that's the chiddush. The chiddush is afal pikein, it's chayev and mezuzah. In fact, the gemara ve'ema hochinami, omar kro l'man yirbu yemeichem v'imei v'neichem, hanu bo chayi v'hanu loy bo chayi. So from here we learn out that whoever needs chayim is chayiv b'mezuzah. Let us see what Rashi says. Leman yirbu yemeichem kol hechofetz b'chayim chayiv mashmel. It says the reason. Leman yirbu yemeichem. So whoever is boy chayiv is mechuyiv b'mezuzah. So now there's a beautiful kasha of Rabbi Kiveger and Gilyan Ashaz. So Rabbi Kiveger says as follows. Koshali, Kedushin Lamadal, the Madal of the Gemara says the same thing in Kedushin, that Noshim Achai be Mezuzah, because it says by Mezuzah, Laman Yirbu Yemeichem, Anoshim Boi Chai, Noshim Leibo Chai, so it's a riot at the Bukhi be Mezuzah. Koshali, dezeu maspik shaloi lamayit noshim, because they need chayim also. Aval inyan beis hashutvim loy shayich kein. The bonu liftoir, we want a part of the bias, mitzad bias. The ptur is not out the dorim, the ptur is out the bias. The bias koze, ein boi chiyev mezuzah, a bias that is mutually owned, that's owned by Shutvim and Spot from Mezuzah. Avul Gavri, Balchi Yuvininu, the Shutvim are Mechuyah with Mezuzah, Kshayir loy bias miyuchet. If they'll have a bias miyuchet, they're Mechuyah with Mezuzah. Umayishno bias sheula, the potter, a bias sheula is potter, viyocher lodor kol yemeichaya ve bias sheula, a person can live in a bias sheula his whole life, B'loi mezuzah, b'loi mrine bei hani boi chaye, de mikol mokim shayich akakavte de gavre mitzvus mezuzah bebaye shaloi. That means, if the chesoron is in the gavre, that means the hava, meaning that a baisa isha is potter, is not mitzad the bias. The bias is a bias that's chay b'mezuzah. No, the ptur is, als the gavre, that she's a gavre that's potter mi mitzvus mezuzah. So then the Gemara says, how can you say she's a gavra that's part of a mezuzah? She's zidaf nishlem. So kol choch, you're not memayit beis ha'isha from beis echo. But by beis ha'shutvim, the ptur is not mitzad the bailim. The bailim are be'etzim are mechuyim in mitzvahs mezuzah. No, this bias, since it's a bias mishutef, it's potter. So just like a beis shul is potter. So even though the door is boy chaye, that's not machriya that the bias is chai b'mezuzah. Mekenoch enami, dilme, peishut v'mpota, deleke chiev, ela b'bayis am yuchad loy. V'tzorich iyan godl. That's Rabbi Kevega's kasha. So on this kasha, the Rishash and the Brei Yisod, the answer that be'emison, on this kasha, it says in the Pasuk, Leman yirbu yemeichem v'imei v'neichem. It says a loshen rabbim. So on base ha-shutfim, you don't need a drosha. It says, Leman chsavtam al mezuzah is Leman yirbu yemeichem. So if it's when yemeichem, it says that a base ha-shutfim is potter. Now what the Gemara says, that the hani bo chai v'hani loy boy chai, that's only to be mal be-base noshim. Beiso. That's what he wants to bring the drosha. This is pashte dekro. Man yirbu yemeichem, you see, klo, that is a chiyav mezuzah an abaye shel rabim. Yirbu yemeichem v'imei v'neichem. No, the only drosha was an noshim. He can't be marbe from yemeichem noshim. So that the Gemara says, ani bo ichayim, ani le bo ichayim. Elo beischa lo moli. So the Gemara says, since we're not memayit from Beischa anything, it seems the word held Beischa is a miut. Beischa, so why do you say Beischa? And for the Gemara, kide Rove. The Omar Rove said, Derech Bioscha. The Pasuk is telling us, which is the Yemin of the Knesset. The way you enter the house, there you should put the mezuzah. A person enters with his right foot. So it means derech biyoscha, that means since you enter korev letzad yamin, so the mezuzah should be put on the tzad yamin. In Simen Reish Pei Tes Sif Beis, the Rama says, Ve'ein chilek bein im hu iter yad oiloi. So it's no difference if the owner of the house is left-handed or not. So Rabbi Kevager says, the Ramah doesn't mean left-handed. We're not speaking about which hand you kiss the mezuzah. He means if he's left-footed. We're talking about an iter regel. If there's no chilek, if it's an iter regel or not, you always put it on the right side of the house, of the knesset. So the Shach brings down a Mordechai, that he asks Akasha, what is it different than Tefillin? By Tefillin, if you look at the person who's being Minich Tefillin, if he's left-handed, you put on the other side. Leido mila Tefillin, the Shani Mezuzah, this is the Lashon of the Shach, the Hava Lishma Kol Bnei Habayis. The Shach means it's time for Mamotchai. The mezuzah is to protect Kol B'nei Abayis. So what does that mean? So was Geit Miron that he's left-footed, but Kol B'nei Abayis, you can't reckon with him. Kol B'nei Abayis. Ma she'ein kein tefillin da hava l'didei l'chud. Tefillin is einer ha-mitzvah. It's on the geim, so if he's left-handed, you put the tefillin on the right hand. Beis Yosef b'shem ha-Mordechai. This is Dr. Shach. V'nire, Dr. Shach. Tohu adin im echad levadai dor b'bayis. What if only one person, this is a good teretz, if he has 10 b'nei bayis, they're all right-footed, he's left-footed. So memele, so the Mordechai said a teretz, so memele, why should you go baser him? The Havelishmer Kol B'nei Abayis, the Kol B'nei Abayis, they're right-footed. Zok the Shach, V'nira du adinim echad levadei do b'bayis. What if a bachelor lives in the house and he's left-footed? V'hu ita, oishe Kol B'nei Beisai itrim, or he has a whole family of left-footed people, from the wife and all the 15 kids, they're all left-footed. So Mameila, why don't you put the mezuzah on the left side? Not as want to be medaik according to the Mordechai, it's taka like that, because the Mordechai said, this tiktoy, you look at the wife and the bnei bayis. What if there's no suktishach, the loidomi litfilin, shehein mitzvah shebegufoi, mitzvah tun, the mitzvah shebegufoi, That means you have to put tefillin on his goof. L'chein azlin and basa yamin didei. Hashein kei mezuzah d'ayne ela chayves habayis. L'kach azlin and basa yamin shal kol odom. This chayves habayis, you look at the yamin of kol odom. This is what the Shach says. I'd like to make one shtickle he'ore on the Mordechai. The Mordechai says that... Mordechai said a different terrorist. Mordechai says, who says you look at him? The mezuzah is lishme kol b'nei abayis. Kol b'nei abayis. So they're right for it. Who says you go boss him? You go boss of the b'nei abayis. There's a Rabbi Kevega in the Shailas HaTshuva Simen Tes. Rabbi Kevega wants to say a mu'uyim de kechidish. Kevega wants to say as follows, that if a person... Kevega first brings down a Mordechai. The Mordechai says that the kiyum of... Kevega brings down a Magen Avraham in Simen Chaf Aleph. The Magen Avraham in Simen Chaf Aleph says that the mitzvah of mezuzah is when you're living in the house. When you're not living in the house, you're not Mekayim mitzvahs mezuzah. The Magen Avraham brings a raya to this halacha from David HaMelech. David HaMelech said he felt he was Orem in HaMitzvahs when he came into the Beis HaMelchit till his Takel B'Mila. So, Frek the Magen Avraham, why is he on B'Mitzvahs? He has a mezuzah on his house. So, why is toys, if you're not now in the house, not Mekayim Mitzvahs mezuzah. So, Rabbi Kevega wants to say, Amu'uyim de Kechidish. Rabbi Kevega wants to say as follows. So, if a person leaves his house for a few hours, so L'Cheiri wasn't Mekayim Mitzvahs mezuzah. The Bnei Bayis who were living in the house, he says, it's not their house, it's his house. Then I'm a chuyah b'mezuzah. If we hold a Bayis shula is mechay v'drabon, it's chay v'drabon. But it's, the chiyah mezuzah is, they're not mechay mitzvah mezuzah min ha-Torah. So the min ha-Torah, there was no kiyah of mitzvah mezuzah. They're living there, it's not their house. He was out of the house. So he comes back after 5 hours, Zukt Rabbi Kevega, L'chayre, just like when a person leaves a sukkah, he comes back into the sukkah, Machter Abroch, Eleshe Basukkah, he comes back into a house, Tafamachan Abroch, L'kboye Mezuzah. As is Rabbi Kevega, L'chayre, why not? That's Rabbi Kevega's Ha'ore. And he buys a talking Godel, why not? But Al Koponim from Rabbi Kevega, we see for a Dover Poshet that the Bnei Bayis, it's not their house. So I'm just wondering how this Rabbi Kevega stems with the Mordechai. The Mordechai says that you have to put it on the right side of the Knesset, even though the Baal HaBayis is left-footed. But you need the mezuzah, lishmer kol bnei abayis, l'chayre, the kol bnei abayis, the samazoy not mechuyev a mezuzah, l'chayre don't have a shmira from the mezuzah. I mean, it's not their house. The shmira of the mezuzah comes out from the kiyam ha-mitzvah. It's a poil yoytzei from the kiyam ha-mitzvah. Aber al kolponim, l'chayre, if they're not mechuyev a mezuzah, l'chayre, why should we reckon with them? L'chayre, it would seem from the Mordechai that the Bnei Bayis somehow, since they're nitpal to the Baal HaBayis, by them there's also a kiyam of mitzvahs mezuzah.